I want each of you to define art for me.
I believe art is something that invokes an experience, an emotion, a response, causes people to think, reflect, and wonder. Sometimes art can be something beautiful that's decorative, but also it could be something that is provoking, even disturbing. Art is that thing that causes us to reflect within and think about our lives in different ways, shapes, and forms.
What was the first thing that you ever thought of as art?
Listening to my uncle practice his trombone in the basement of my grandmother's house. My uncle was a well-known jazz musician. He performed with Sun Ra for over 30 years.
What was his name?
Tyrone Hill.
Ed, definition?
That's the definition of art is this ongoing exploration of this life of mine. That's a really difficult question. Maybe for me, it's a way of life. It's a way of seeing, a way of experiencing. Art is life. I read Linda Mary Montano's words, "Art equals life," maybe 8 years ago, and reading her writings about that sort of synthesized my feeling about that.
So talk to me about sculpture.
Sculpture is where I began. But what I realized while I was creating sculptures, they weren't expressing exactly what I wanted to share. So that's when I kind of moved from sculpture into installation. And then when I started to create installations, I was placing photography into those installations. And people were responding to my installations and my sculpture by telling me stories. So then I started to record those stories and place them into the installations. And so I wanted to hear and record people's responses to my work. So I would place myself within my installations. So I sort of lived in them. Not quite like Marina Abramović, but in a more casual, natural way. I decided I needed to go to a more progressive graduate school so I could explore this further. When I went to the Art Institute of Chicago, that's when I started to see this blur between mediums. And I saw that the focus was on process in creating these things, not defining it necessarily, but making.
Ed, talk to me about multimedia work.
Well, my background is a double major in journalism and in theater. And so, you know, I went to New York and found more simpatico in the East Village of the early 80s with the club scene. I was a club kid, sort of, and that's really where a lot of the art, fashion, and performance was being explored is in the street and in the club scene in New York at that time, and began to sort of drift away from traditional theater into more performance art from places like the Pyramid Club and 8BC and more underground sort of New York spaces. Began to sort of become discontent about the dialogue going on. I needed more of a dialogue that was a little bit more open than what felt like the very same people I saw in those spaces.
I don't know if it's your company or the identity under which you work, Art in Odd Places.
That's one of my projects.
Okay.
It's a project.
It's a project. Mm-hmm. And would the work that you did in the thing that I call the pit at iDrum, would that qualify as Art in Odd Places?
Oh, certainly. That was an Ed Woodham piece, not an Art in Odd Places. Art in Odd Places is a festival that places visual and performance art in public spaces.
Annual festival?
Annual festival, and it travels from different cities.
Where will it be next?
It'll be in New York City, October, the 6th to the 9th, and the focus this year is race. And it'll be in Orlando in the first weekend of November.
I want to circle back, Ed, to the performance at iDrum. Would you be so kind to describe it?
It happened in an alley. The audience viewed the piece from the rooftop of a parking garage. I think it was the first performance in iDrum in their new space. And I used a lot of trash and discarded materials that had been left behind, and brought in netting that made into something that would come over my entire body, and then had a workshop where people went through all the different pieces, and we attached this to the netting, and it became a full body mask is what I called it. And then collaborated with musician Scott Berland, who did a recorded piece, and Klimchak, who played a variety of percussion. And we did a durational performance of 4 hours in the middle of August in the heat in this alley.
You were completely concealed. It made you look like a living trash heap. And I don't know if I've ever said this to you yet.
That I'm a living trash heap?
No. That work was my single favorite performative artwork I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you so much. That's amazing to hear.
As I watched it, here was Klimchak playing, and it seemed as if his music was charming this trash heap to life. But then, every now and then, you would strain your hands against the netting, and your hands would become visible. And suddenly, there was the realization. It's like, no, it's a man inundated by all this detritus and crap. Let's talk about social practice, Samantha.
Social practice, really, for me, it means that you're inviting people into your art practice that is not a part of the art world. For me, I do it through interviewing, allowing people to basically create interventions into my work, leave objects, leave notes.
Why not social work as opposed to art that resembles sometimes social work?
To be perfectly honest with you, social practice is a title that's been placed on me. It's not something that I embrace. I consider myself more of a research practitioner. My process starts the same way as an anthropologist, through researching archives, interviewing people, making charts, graphs, mapping things out. But instead of writing a book, I make a piece. I make a work of art. But because I'm involving people into this part of my practice, then I've been labeled social practice. That's one of the complexities of social practice. No one really knows what it is. I know a lot of critics and theoreticians that are debating right now about, well, what is social practice? Is it good? Is it bad? And I do, I watch and I listen, because that's what I do. But I think it's stifling for me to say I'm a social practitioner, because there's so much more that I'm, that's me, that it's better for me to say that I'm a cultural producer.
Ed, what about you? Does the label social practice resonate?
It's one of those clubs that I'd prefer not to join. It exists. It's a label that helps me sometimes make the rent. When I look at some of the definitions, I can look back and realize I've been doing this for many, many years. And now it's been deemed like, okay, well, what you're doing is social practice. It's like, oh, okay, well, if that makes you feel comfortable, that's fine. I am not a social practice artist. I'm an artist.